We need to be filled. 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 Do you want to be filled? Then you ask to be filled. You don't get nothing without asking, you know. So, Lord, fill us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Things are happening. Enemies still being exposed and being removed. People are being saved. And people are drifting. Satan doesn't quit even when he's losing. But we know who already won. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 1, let's speak it together. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. For this sort are those who creep into households, ministries, businesses, and make captives of gullible men, women, children, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth that sets them free. These individuals that are beyond reach. Everyone say beyond reach. Now, can God reach them? Yes. So they're beyond reach and human natural standards. They need divine intervention. Amen. Now, as Jannes and Jabez resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men and women of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith. So they're not walking in faith at all, are they? But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifested to all as theirs also was. Again, never able to progress, go not any further. They are beyond reach. They must have divine intervention. So how do they get divine intervention? Your prayers. Jude chapter 1. Verse 14, please. Remember, we're at a final fight, which is all the way to the end. This fight will continue to the end. And in this, we are coming across people that are beyond reach. And in fact, we were beyond reach. We needed divine intervention. Some days we feel like we're out of reach. But don't go by how you feel. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them all, their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, which is tongues, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have what?
Compassion,
making a distinction. But others save with what?
Fear.
Pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. These were individuals that were beyond reach. But only through divine intervention can they be reached. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, starting at verse 1. What's it say? Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wise fables, and exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and what?
Teach.
And teach. These things command and teach. They're beyond reach. They need divine intervention. In Isaiah 59. So I want you to know that your divine intervention is not falling to the ground. Hallelujah. Isaiah 59, verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, thank God, that it cannot save, nor his ears heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue has muttered perversity. These are individuals who are beyond the Lord's reach, beyond our reach. Amen? Nothing is beyond the reach of God. Nothing. Now, that doesn't mean that you pray for things that are... There's a prayer that's beyond our reach, as we call on those things that are not as though they are. We're calling things from the future into the present. It doesn't mean it's beyond your reach. But there are things that people are praying for that is beyond their reach, because if it's not God's will, it's beyond their reach. Does everybody understand that? And so many people get angry with God because he's not answering their prayer, but it's actually not of his will, so it's considered beyond the individual's reach, the individual's reach of prayer. Amen? But there, you know, nothing is beyond God's reach. He hears it all, knows it all, and holds it all. He knows everything, and there's nothing that he doesn't know. So even though you don't see something happening, I'm telling you it's happening. Even when it doesn't feel like it's happening, it's happening. But you got to say it. It's happening, no matter what I'm thinking. In Psalm 14, 1 through 3, let's speak it together. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand and who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. Fools don't believe in God. They are corrupt. They're beyond the physical reach, but not beyond the spiritual reach. That's where you and I have to warfare. We have warfare prayer. Amen. And again, this battle, this fight is all the way to the end. Philippians chapter 3, in verse 17. Brethren, join in following my example and note those who walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able to even subdue all things to himself. Wow. These are enemies of the cross. They are beyond reach. But not God's reach. Romans 8:12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we are saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance. Yes. Living according to the flesh is beyond reach. When we groan, it says we are groaning. We are groaning. Why? Because we are beyond reach of grabbing something. We groan because we're beyond reach. But again, it isn't spiritual reach. It's physical reach. So sometimes we groan because we can't do something physically. but we can do it spiritually. And in that change, as we're fighting and battling, we are groaning beyond reach, waiting for divine intervention of an exchange. Again, we are waiting for a divine intervention of what? An exchange. An exchange. In other words, we groan because we know God's going to do something, so he's going to exchange something out. He's going to take what's bad and turn it into good. How many of y'all know he can turn anything around? Oh, yes. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Let's speak it together. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Turn to your neighbor and say, no excuses. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness and lust of their own hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who's blessed forever. They are beyond reach. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving themselves in a penalty of their error, which is due. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do the things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. Not only those who do the same, but also to those who what? Approve and practice them. So there are individuals that approve of it. Look at those people that are approving are beyond reach. They need divine intervention. We're seeing it all over the world right now. These individuals that are interfering with Trump's agenda and trying to block and do all kinds of stuff, these stupid politicians thinking that they're gods. These judges thinking that they're gods. They're unreachable. They must be removed. Remember, God's hand's not too short. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. These individuals are not unreachable under the wrath of God, are they? See, we got confirmation. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Wow. For they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? but we have the mind of Christ. Many have turned to the natural man of flesh, and they've reached a place where they're beyond reach. Amen? They need divine intervention. Proverbs 23, starting at verse 1. When you sit down with a ruler, and that's not a measuring tape. That's when you sit and eat with a one who has authority, amen, consider carefully what is before you or what you are hearing. And put a knife to your throat if you are a man given to appetite. In other words, a person that believes everything. Desire his what? His delicacies, for they are deceptive what? Food. Because what you hear, you eat, right? What you speak is what you eat, and that's become deceptive food. So you got to be careful what people are saying, and that's why the Bible tells us test all things. Test the spirit, so it means test the breath and test the words. Why? Because it could be deceptive delicacies, deceptive food. Verse 4. Do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. Do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Words of spiritual food, deceptive words, draw individuals away from the truth. We must maintain, this is something vitally important, a level of exchange. We must maintain a level of exchanging things out. Lies for truth. Amen. Things to that degree. Offense. For forgiveness. All these things that try to bind us, we must constantly exchange out. Matthew 19, verse 23. Then Jesus said to his disciples, surely I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, who then can be saved? See, they thought they were beyond reach. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And Peter answered and said to him, see, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or fathers or mother or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and last first. Nothing is impossible. Nothing. And I'm going to close at Hebrews 11. Did you get it? Are you beyond reach?
No.
Is anything beyond reach? No way. There are people who are beyond reach, but they're not beyond reach. They can't outrun the hand of God, and they can't outrun your prayers.
Amen.
When I add people to the list that God's given me to pray for, that's called a hit list. Because they're going to get it. They're not beyond my prayers of reach. Because they're not beyond the prayers of God's reach. Amen. See, God works in an area where he is mediator, isn't he? Amen. He's your connection to everything. So we will not limit him. And you won't be limited yourself. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And what? The evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are what? Invisible. Faith takes us beyond. Has everybody got it? Faith takes you what? Beyond. That's why Jesus was so impressed with those who had faith, because he knew that their prayers, their faith was taking them beyond. See, he looks at many people going, that person's beyond reach. They need my divine intervention. But then there are individuals who he says, okay, I want you to pray for this person so that I can intervene in that person's life. Remember, he desires no one to be lost. That's why we live from the promises of God, which is the future, into the present. And when we live that way of life as a three-dimensional, gleaning from the things we've learned, amen, and taking from the things that are promised from God in the future and bringing them into the present, that nullifies things of beyond reach. But you don't know what I've done. We don't need to. God knows. And he knows that we're not beyond reach. No? I mean, people waiting for healing, they're not beyond reach. But sometimes we get discouraged and we fall in a place that we believe we're beyond reach, but we're really not. Amen? So don't quit. Don't grow weary. Keep fighting. We got to fight all the way to the end, and you will hear more and more about this fight. Because time is running out. And those that are beyond reach need to be reached as soon as possible. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Hallelujah. We thank you for the early and latter rain. And we thank you that you're faithful, because nothing is impossible with you. So, Lord, increase our faith so we can beyond, go way beyond reach from the enemy, way beyond, so that your hand can go into a place of divine intervention and reach those where we can't get to. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.